This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has underlined the challenges of excessive concentration of critical minerals and the importance of de-risking supply chains through structured international cooperation. Addressing the inaugural critical minerals ministerial convened by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. last night, Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed India's support to the Forge Initiative on Critical Minerals. He said this in a post on X. In his address, he also highlighted India's efforts towards greater resilience through initiatives including the National Critical Minerals Mission, Rare Earth Corridors, and Responsible Commerce. His remarks came as U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance invited allies and partners to work together to reshape the global critical minerals market. Vance said modern economies still depended on real things and that critical minerals were as essential as oil and gas. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government has taken care of sensitive sector like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-U.S. trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers, industry, enable access to advanced technologies.
This agreement also provides significant comparative advantages to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive and manufacturing sectors. I would like to reiterate before this August House that government has taken full care of India's key sensitivities in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors. This partnership will open up new opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industries.
Mr. Goyal said both sides will work together to fulfill important processes related to trade agreement and finalize the paperwork so that its full capability can be taken at the earliest. He also clarified that safeguarding the energy requirements of 140 crore Indians is the biggest priority of the Modi government. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Cooperation said that the platform will place drivers, referred to as sarathis, at the center of ownership, operations and value creation and will free them from exploitative aggregator-based models. President's rule in Manipur was revoked and BJP MLA Yumnam Khemchand Singh sworn in as Chief Minister of Manipur. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification yesterday announcing the revocation of President's rule in Manipur with immediate effect. The president rule was imposed in the state on 13 February 2025 following the resignation of then Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and kept the Manipur Legislative Assembly, which has a tenure till March 2027, under suspended animation. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs today held a national review meeting in New Delhi to discuss next generation tribal development interventions, focusing on convergence, community participation and evidence-based planning. The meeting reviewed the progress of flagship schemes such as PM Janman and Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan. The meeting also discussed new pilot initiatives in health, livelihoods, housing and cultural preservation for tribal and particularly vulnerable tribal group communities. Plast India 2026, one of the world's premier plastics exhibitions, will commence in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said that during the event, over 2,000 international exhibitors will showcase cutting-edge innovations in machinery, raw materials and circular economy solutions. The event will highlight India's strength in men, material, machine and markets, while revolving around the strategic pillars of trade, technology, talent and tourism. BJP President Nitin Naveen has said that the Telangana Congress government led by Chief Minister Revanth Reddy is engaging in divisive politics and appeasement targeting the state's Hindu temples and traditions. Addressing a public meeting at Mehboob Nagar in Telangana yesterday, Mr. Naveen stated that the BJP has vowed to protect Sanatan Dharma and Hindu sentiments, warning that the Congress's actions will have consequences. In cricket, India entered the finals of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe. India will now lock horns with England in the summit clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.